Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something really fundamental, actually a major headache in cancer therapy.
It is.
Getting these powerful antibody treatments, you know, things like ADCs, antibody drug, conjugates effectively into solid tumors.
Ah, yes. The delivery problem. It sounds simple, but it's anything but.
Exactly. You'd think these targeted therapies would just sort of soak in, right?
Yeah.
But the tumor itself puts up a real fight.
It's a classic biophysics challenge, really. You've got these big molecules designed perfectly to hit a target, but they have to get through this dense, messy, high-pressure tissue first.
And that's what we're exploring today. We've got two key sources. First, a really foundational review from Advanced Drug Delivery Reviews back in 2008 by Thurber, Schmidt, and Wittrup. It's called Antibody Tumor Penetration: Transport Opposed by Systemic and Antigen-Mediated Clearance.
That paper really lays out the physics and biology of why it's so hard, a cornerstone for understanding this.
Definitely. And we're pairing it with a much newer paper, 2022, from Wu and colleagues in molecular therapy. They introduce a new type of antibody. They call it a UDAB.
And the idea there is that this UDAB format is specifically engineered to try and, well, get around some of those barriers the Thurber paper describes so well.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. Unpack why it's so difficult to get antibodies deep into tumors, drawing on Thurber, and then look at how this new UDAB approach from Wu might, just might, offer a path forward. We want you to really grasp the science behind both the problem and the potential solutions.
Right. So let's start with that core problem. With antibody therapies, especially ADCs, where you're delivering a toxin, the goal is simple: get enough of it to every cancer cell.
But that's not what happens in reality, is it, when you inject these systemically?
Not usually in solid tumors, no. What you typically see is what's called heterogeneous distribution.
Meaning patchy, uneven.
Exactly. Some bits of the tumor get a good dose, others get hardly anything. Thurber et al. Show this really clearly with images. You see a nice, even spread in a lab dish, but in a real tumor. It's often clumped up, especially near the blood vessels.
Like it hits a wall just inside the tissues.
Precisely. You can see this sort of penetration front that doesn't move very far in. It's not just a visual thing either. It has huge consequences.
Because the cells that don't get hit survive.
They survive. They can regrow the tumor. And maybe even worse, they can develop resistance to the drug. And, you know, this isn't just an antibody problem. Even small molecule chemo can struggle with distribution.
Okay, so why? Why the patchiness? What's stopping that nice, even spread?
It boils down to a battle, really. A constant tug of war between things moving the antibody forward into the tissue that's transport and things removing it or stopping it before it gets far. That's clearance.
Let's take transport first. Mm. How do antibodies move through tissue?
Two main ways: convection and diffusion. Convection is like flow, movement carried along with fluid. Diffusion is that random bouncing around of molecules, causing them to spread out from high concentration to low.
But convection isn't a big player in tumors, right?
Often not. Tumors usually have messed up plumbing, leaky blood vessels, yes, but also poor drainage by the lymphatic system. This creates high fluid pressure inside the tumor interstitium, the space between cells.
Like trying to pump water into a waterlogged sponge.
Exactly. That high internal pressure pushes back against fluid trying to flow out of the blood vessels, so convection is pretty limited.
Which leaves diffusion as the main way for antibodies to actually move away from those vessels and deeper in.
That's the key mechanism for spreading out. How fast something diffuses depends on its size and the environment, measured by its diffusivity, kiapia. For a big molecule, like an IgG antibody, diffusion is relatively slow in dense tissue. Smaller things, like antibody fragments, diffuse faster.
And how far do they typically need to go?
Thurber mentions most tumor cells need to be within about 100 microns, maybe less, of a blood vessel to survive. An antibody could theoretically diffuse that far reasonably quickly.
If nothing stopped it.
That's the huge caveat, because clearance is working against it the whole time.
Okay, so what are these clearance mechanisms?
There are two main types that affect penetration. First is systemic clearance, the body removing the antibody from the bloodstream over time. Kidneys clear small fragments quickly, while IgGs have ways to stick around longer. But if it's cleared too fast from the blood,
there's less available to even enter the tumor in the first place.
Right. It reduces the concentration gradient driving it in. But then there's also local clearance happening inside the tumor.
What's that?
This is critical. When the antibody binds to its target antigen on a tumor cell, the cell often internalizes it, pulls it inside, and breaks it down. This basically consumes the antibody right there in the tissue.
So it gets eaten up before it can diffuse further away.
Pretty much. Both systemic and this local endocytic clearance work together to limit how far the antibody penetrates.
So poor penetration happens when clearance just wins out over transport.
Yeah.
When it removes the antibody faster than diffusion can spread it.
That's the fundamental issue. Thurber et al. Even used some engineering concepts, dimensionless ratios, to quantify this balance. Mm-hmm. If clearance, especially that local binding and internalization, is much faster than diffusion.
It gets stuck near the door.
Exactly. It leads to what's often called the binding site barrier.
The binding site barrier. Explain that a bit more.
It's a really important concept. If your antibody binds very tightly high affinity to the antigen, it grabs onto the first available targets it sees, which are the cells right next to the blood vessel it just exited.
And it binds so strongly it just stays there.
Essentially, yes. It gets immobilized, maybe internalized, very quickly. So very little unbound antibody is left to diffuse further into the tumor mass. It's this barrier made of the antibody itself bound to the first layer of cells.
Huh. So wanting really high affinity, which sounds good for targeting, can actually backfire when it comes to getting deep penetration.
It's a major trade-off. High affinity can mean more total drug gets captured by the tumor overall, which seems good. But it leads to that really uneven distribution, high doses near vessels, nothing further out. Lowering the affinity might let it detach and diffuse more.
Leading to more even spread.
Potentially more homogeneous distribution, yes. But then you risk less total uptake, or the antibody washing out too fast. It's a really tricky optimization problem.
Okay, so that's the barrier once it's in the tissue. What about just getting out of the blood vessels? That easy?
You'd think with leaky tumor vessels it would be, but often that step extravasation is actually the rate-limiting step for large molecules like Igs.
Even with the leaks?
Yes, because of that high interstitial fluid pressure pushing back, remember? So convection out is limited. They mostly have to diffuse across the vessel wall, and that process can be surprisingly slow.
How slow compared to diffusion within the tissue once it's out?
Thurber uses another concept, the bio number, to compare those speeds. For IgGs in tumors, it's usually much less than one.
Meaning
diffusion away from the vessel wall into the tissue is much, much faster than the process of actually crossing the vessel wall in the first place.
Wow. So getting through the door is the real bottleneck, even more than moving around the room.
In many cases, yes. It means the actual concentration of antibody right outside the vessel can be dramatically lower, like hundreds or thousands of times lower than what's circulating in the blood plasma.
Okay, I see. It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Hard to get out of the vessel. And then the binding site barrier stops you from going deep once you are out.
That really sums up the challenge. And it explains why drug developers put so much effort into engineering antibodies to try and overcome this.
Right. It's not just about binding the target. It's about navigating this whole hostile environment. So based on the Thurber review, what levers can engineers pull?
Well, we talked about affinity, that crucial trade-off. Then there's molecule size. Smaller things diffuse faster in tissue, which is good. But they usually get cleared from the bloodstream much faster, often by the kidneys. So less drug might reach the tumor over time. People try things like pegylation, adding a polymer chain, or fusing fragments to things like albumin or an Fc region to make them bigger and last longer in circulation.
Trying to find that sweet spot for size and half-life.
Exactly. And the target antigen itself plays a role, too. If there's a ton of antigen, or if it gets internalized really quickly after binding, that makes the binding site barrier worse.
So maybe targeting antigens that aren't internalized as fast could help.
That's one strategy people explore. And then there's dose.
Can you just give more drug?
You can, and it does increase uptake and can push the penetration a bit deeper. But the models and data suggest penetration depth only increases with the square root of the dose.
Meaning you need a massive dose increase for only a small gain in depth.
Right. And that quickly becomes toxic. So just cranking up the dose isn't really a practical solution for significantly improving penetration.
So these are the fundamental hurdles that conventional large IgG antibodies face, especially for ADCs needing to reach lots of cells.
Precisely. Which leads us perfectly into the Wu et al. Paper from 2022. They're directly trying to tackle these limitations to make better ADCs for solid tumors.
They start by acknowledging the same problems, right? Big mAbs penetrate poorly.
Yep. And smaller formats like SCFVs or Fabs might penetrate better, but can be unstable. And things like nanobodies, which are small and
are
stable.
usually from camels or llamas, raising concerns about the human immune system reacting to them.
Exactly. So Wu and colleagues developed something new, UDABs, which stands for fully human single-domain antibodies.
Fully human being are the key difference there.
That's a big part of the pitch. They're derived from a human germline antibody sequence aiming for lower immunogenicity risk. And they're single-domain antibodies,
Meaning they're small?
very small, about 13 kilodaltons, roughly a tenth the size of a full IgG. They also showed their specific UDAB format is quite stable thermally and across different pH levels, comparable to nanobodies, and importantly, potentially less prone to clumping or aggregation.
Okay, so small, stable, human. Sounds promising on paper. What do they target?
They developed one called N501 that targets an antigen called 5T4, which is found on various cancers. It binds well, and they engineered it for site-specific conjugation, meaning they can attach the drug payload precisely, which helps make a consistent ADC product.
Got it. So they made an ADC with this UDAB and 501 carrying an SN38 payload. How did it stack up against a traditional ADC using a full mAb, also targeting 5T4?
They started in vitro using those 3D tumor spheroid models, like tiny clumps of tumor cells in a dish.
And what do they see in terms of penetration?
A really dramatic difference. The conventional MAD ADC pretty much got stuck on the outside layer of the spheroid, just like the Thurber paper predicted, maybe penetrated a few cell layers deep.
And the U.
It went much, much deeper. They measured penetration significantly further into the spheroid tissue.
Wow. So why? Is it just the small size allowing it to diffuse better?
Size is definitely part of it, they suggest,
Yeah.
but they also point to the binding kinetics. Their UDAB N501, while binding potently, seems to have a faster off rate. It unbinds from the 5T4 target a bit more quickly than the conventional mAb they tested.
A faster off rate helps penetration. How?
The idea or hypothesis is that this allows it to sort of hop or percolate through the tissue instead of binding super tightly and getting permanently stuck like a high-affinity IgG might at the binding site barrier. It binds, detaches relatively quickly, diffuses a short distance, rebinds, detaches again.
Like it's navigating through the dense antigen field rather than getting trapped by it.
That seems to be the thinking. A combination of potent binding to find the target, but a fast enough off rate to release and move on, letting it penetrate deeper over time. It potentially sidesteps that classic affinity penetration trade-off.
That's a really neat idea. Did this improved penetration translate to better performance in vivo in animals?
In their mouse models, yes. They saw the UADC get to the tumor very rapidly, peaking just 1 hour after injection. And critically, the total amount of UADC that accumulated in the tumor was significantly higher. They reported over tenfold higher compared to the conventional mAb ADC.
Higher accumulation and faster arrival. What about how long it stayed in the blood?
It cleared very quickly from the plasma, which is typical for small antibody formats. The mAb ADC, as expected, hung around in the blood much longer.
So that rapid clearance, good or bad, less systemic exposure might mean less toxicity to normal tissues.
That's the potential upside they mentioned. The downside could be needing more frequent dosing compared to a long-lasting mAb, but it seems the trade-off worked in their favor in the models.
Did it lead to better anti-tumor effects?
Yes, they showed the UDADC had more potent anti-tumor activity in their mouse cancer models compared to the mAb ADC at similar doses, and their initial safety study suggested it was well tolerated.
Okay, so let's pull this together. The Thurber paper from 08 really defined the fundamental challenges. Getting across the vessel wall is tough, and the binding site barrier, driven by high affinity and local clearance, stops deep penetration.
Exactly, those physical and biological hurdles. And the Wu paper from 22 presents this UDAB format as a potential way around those hurdles. Small size for better diffusion, maybe combined with those unique binding kinetics, that faster off rate allowing it to hop through the tissue.
And their preclinical data suggests this translates to faster arrival, higher total uptake, and deeper penetration in tumors compared to a standard mAb ADC.
Right. It seems to tick a lot of the boxes you'd want for overcoming the limitations discussed by Thurber. It's a really elegant example of rational drug design informed by understanding the underlying biophysics.
It really underscores that designing these therapies isn't just about the drug target, it's about the whole delivery journey through that complex tumor microenvironment.
Absolutely. You have to consider the transport physics and the clearance biology together.
So the big question hanging in the air then, if these UDDCs or similar approaches can genuinely achieve both high tumor accumulation and deep uniform penetration, maybe breaking that old trade-off. What could that really mean for treating solid tumors, especially those really heterogeneous ones that resist current drugs? And you know, what are the next hurdles in actually getting this into the clinic?
Those are exactly the right questions. The preclinical results are certainly exciting. But, you know, translating this success from relatively controlled mouse models into the variability and complexity of human tumors is always the major challenge. There's manufacturing scale-up, confirming the safety profile in humans, figuring out optimal dosing schedules given the rapid clearance. Lots of work still to do. But it definitely represents a very promising direction for improving ADC therapy in solid tumors. A space worth watching for sure.